T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
Our top local story on WBBM. Two people are dead in a fire in Kenosha last night. WBBM's Bernie Tafoya with the latest.
Fire officials say the two people who died were a man and a woman. The fire happened in the Saxony Manor complex in Kenosha. It's a 224-unit complex for income-eligible senior citizens. The building where the fire happened is two stories and has 16 units. The fire was reported about 9:30 last night. Police told the Kenosha News that two people were rescued from the second floor. Five residents and a police officer were injured. Two of the residents' injuries are said to be life-threatening. Cause of the fire is under investigation. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
Two Waukegan men accused of taking part in the armed robbery of a store in Beach Park on Sunday night are in custody thanks to the help of Lake County Sheriff's canines. WBBM's Mike Krauser with the details.
The sheriff's office says one man ran following the armed robbery and another was in a car. A canine named Duke followed a scent down the street and police say found the getaway car stuck in a snowbank. The suspect, who was on foot, was found in a wooded area and gave up when another canine, Dano, had him cornered. Deputy Chief Chris Cavelli recently told us they almost always do.
Being on the wrong end of a police canine can be pretty intimidating.
I'll tell you, none of us want to get bit by one of our canines.
The men were identified as 30-year-old Terrell Davis, who's alleged to have committed the robbery, and 29-year-old Daryl Brown, the alleged getaway driver. The sheriff's office says he was also drunk. Davis is a felon who was wanted on a sexual assault charge in Minnesota. That's the story from Lake County.
A proposed loosening of Indiana's regulations on nursing education programs is advancing in the legislature.
Supporters say the step is needed to help address a statewide nursing shortage. Hospital officials and healthcare organizations supporting the proposal have told legislators that thousands of nursing jobs in Indiana are open in a shortage exacerbated during the pandemic. The Indiana House could vote in the coming days on approving the bill that would allow nursing schools to increase enrollment and hire more part-time instructors. Bob Conway, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Now, from the DuckDuckGo sports desk, here's Josh Liss.
In today's episode of the Bears General Manager Search, New England Director of Scouting Elliot Wolf is due to meet with team officials. Colts GM Ed Dodds interviewed yesterday, and so did Colts defensive coordinator Matt Eberflus for Bears head coach. Patrick Kane and Jonathan Toews off target in a shootout. Marc-Andre Fleury gets smoked twice in the shootout, and the Blackhawks' four-game winning streak ends with an upset shootout loss in Seattle 3-2. Fleury's 35 saves through overtime do help the Hawks earn a little something.
It's probably a good thing that Flower was on his game, because he got us a point tonight. We were sloppy. We had moments of we looked good, but then there was moments we were just like tired mistakes. I think we were tired.
Coach Derek King gets goals from Kubalik and Hagel in regulation, the expansion Kraken, and a 9-game losing streak with their first ever shutout win over the Hawks. Red hot Memphis roast the Bulls 119-106. No Zach LaVine, no Lonzo Ball, both out hurt, now on a 4-game losing streak, and at a virtual tie with Miami atop the East, the Bulls. I'm the home of the Bears. I'm Josh Liss, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
The funeral will be held this morning for an Aurora police officer who died of COVID complications.
Brian Shields was a 16-year veteran of the Aurora Police Department. Chief Keith Cross says he died last Tuesday of COVID-19 complications. The 51-year-old began his career in journalism, spending time working for the Aurora Beacon News. All Aurora police officers are required to either provide proof of vaccination or undergo weekly testing per city policy. Funeral services are being held at 10:30 at Harvest New Beginnings Church in Oswego. In a statement, Cross went on to say, "Our police department family will do everything possible to provide support and comfort to Brian's family." Andy Dane, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Wireless carriers are set to debut 5G technology tomorrow. As WBBM's Mike Krauser reports, major airlines and other businesses in the U.S. are sounding an alarm about a potential impact on aviation safety.
The chief executives of American, United, Delta, and Southwest, as well as executives of FedEx and UPS, warn of a catastrophic disruption if the companies roll out 5G without limiting the technology near major airports. The concern is the potential to cause problems with aircraft altitude indicators. They wrote in a letter obtained by CBS News, there's a risk of economic calamity. United said in a statement, the federal government's current 5G rollout plan will have a devastating impact on aviation. The FAA says it will continue to ensure that the traveling public is safe. There have already been two delays to the 5G rollout. Mike Krauser, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
An extra area code is coming to the south and west suburbs later this week.
State regulators knew more than 20 years ago that so many phone numbers would be given out in the 708 area code that eventually there'd be a need for what's known as an overlay area code, an extra area code in the same boundary. The 464 area code was approved more than 22 years ago and is now needed. It starts Friday. New phone numbers given out in suburbs from Melrose Park and Maywood to Orland Park and Harvey will have the 464 area code. Northern suburbs already have the 224 overlay area code, and far western suburbs have 331. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
A volcanic eruption in the South Pacific island nation of Tonga over the weekend was so powerful, its shockwave caused changes in air pressure here in Chicago. The National Weather Service reports it was detected at O'Hare between 8:20 and 8:30 Saturday morning. A fiber optic cable that connects the country to the rest of the world was likely severed in the explosion, leaving most of the 105,000 residents unable to use the internet or make phone calls abroad. Illinois Democrats are wasting no time attacking the entry of Republican Aurora Mayor Richard Ervin into the race for governor.
Kane County Democrats were lining up against Richard Irvin's candidacy even before his announcement. Casey Cuevas, who's on Aurora's Hispanic Heritage Advisory Board, says he's always appreciated Governor Pritzker's support and commitment to his people. He remembers what Aurora was like when Republican Bruce Rauner was governor. The Democratic Governors Association produced a video showing several times when Richard Ervin praised J.B. Pritzker too.
It is my honor to bring to the podium a great friend, a great leader who has guided our state with professionalism and compassion throughout this entire pandemic.
Others suggested Ervin is compromising his values for backing from Republican billionaire Ken Griffin. While Griffin did have good things to say about the mayor, he did not say he supports him yet. Craig Delamore, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen to WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Odyssey app, and of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.